Amen. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for this time, Lord. I pray that you be with us in our communion service, that you would allow us to partake the way you'd want us to, that you would allow us to understand that it's a time of reflection, Lord, a time of thankfulness, and a time of hope. Bless us now as we close, in Christ's name, amen. Congregation may be seated. This is one of the four communions that we'll observe in the year 2015. And first one of the year. Love communion. It's a special time. We look forward to being with our Lord. We look back on the body that was broken and the blood that was shed. But we also know that these are symbols of the elements. It's a symbol of the body. It's a symbol of the blood. It's relevant because Christ said to do this in remembrance of me. So we're being obedient in doing so. That's why it's relevant. It's not relevant because it becomes anything supernatural. It's relevant because of our obedience to Him. And that in and of itself is extremely relevant. He only told us to do two things as church members. We have only two things that are part of the ordinances. Number one is to be baptized once you're saved. Not before, not during, perhaps. But once you're saved is a demonstration of death, the burial, and the resurrection. And this is the second one, as in memory of the body and the blood of the broken and shed for us. So that's what we're doing as our little ones file in. It says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Corinthians had a big trouble facing. I say it every year at least once. They had a huge problem each time they called the Agape Feast, in which they'd invite all the poor people from the area of Corinth in to eat, and then they would have the communion. But the richer people and the people who would come to the church before the poor folks would get there, they'd come in and eat all the food, and then they'd be able to exit out the back door before the poor came in and there was nothing left. And the Agape Feast was turning into a ruse. It was turning into a sham. It was turning into something wrong. The whole intent was to feed the poor and then to commemorate the body and blood of Christ. And they were leading to horrible. The Corinthian church did everything wrong. They spoke in tongues, they weren't supposed to do that. They prophesied, they weren't supposed to do that. Their mother-in-laws were marrying their ex-son-in-laws. They weren't supposed to do that either. They were having all kinds of trouble. And one of them was the communion. Nothing special takes place. If I eat some of this bread and I cross it with that Baptist blessing just right, I'll win the lottery? No! This is the body, a representation of God. And in so doing, it's respectful to Christ who died for me. So if I eat it wrongfully, with the wrong intent behind it, and the wrong motive, I could be damaged because of it. Paul says that in 1 Corinthians. But first of all, he says that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Gee, would you pray for us, sir?
Dear Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have here to remember the terrible price that was paid for our salvation. We thank you for the gift of your Son's blood that makes us right with a holy God. We ask you to help us to examine our lives and to take this communion in the right spirit. In thy name we pray.
This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament of my blood. This do you use up as you drink it in remembrance of me.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come together and do as you have asked us to do in remembrance of what Christ did for us so long ago. We thank you for the privilege of being called the sons of God through the sacrifice of your Son, Christ Jesus. As we look back at our lives, Father, please open our eyes and our hearts to your will and to the things we're doing wrong so that we may correct them through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In Christ's name, amen.
Testament of my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you be sure the Lord's death will come again. Let's all stand. The rest of the book of Corinthians, the rest of this chapter goes on and says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. It's talking about the agape feast that I mentioned earlier. They were not separating the meal from the Lord's Supper, and so therefore they were eating the meal unworthily. The Bible doesn't say that we can be worthy of eating it. It says that we can eat it unworthily, which means we're doing it in the wrong intent, in the wrong way. It's not about us being worthy, because we already know the answer to that. We are only worthy by virtue of salvation. Other than that, we don't have the work to do so. But because of his blood and body was broken and shed for us, we have the work there to become the children of God. So when we take this, we remember what he did for us, and we look forward to him coming again for us. And that's what that whole passage is about. It's not so much about us being worthy, as much as it's looking in and saying, God, help me do my best I can. And thank you for what you've done for me. Good to see you all here today. I did work up a little bit of a crowd before the day was over. It's good. Be home. Be safe going home. I don't know if it's turning ice yet or not. Be safe out there. And I thank Mike. Go ahead and pray for you in the front row here. Thank you, sir.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day that you've given us. That we may come in here and worship you, Lord, and learn about your word and your wisdom for our everyday situations, that we can pray for our families and that your will be done no matter what. We just ask you this coming year, be with us. Help us understand more about your word and the way that you would have us live our lives. And protect us and guide us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks, man.